Hello everyone. So we're with Rocket Defenseman Kari Schooneman. Please raise your hand if you have a question. So we'll go with Amy Johnson with the first question. Amy, you're up.
Thanks very much. Good morning, Corey.
Morning.
First question for you, I think, is probably the obvious one. How do you feel today with the announcement that you've signed a new contract with the Montreal Canadiens, a new two-way NHL contract?
I feel great, extremely grateful, blessed, and excited. I've had a pretty good experience so far here in Montreal with Laval. It's been great, and I'm excited to sign for next year and extend our agreement.
You've been a pretty permanent presence on the top pairing with Otto Leskinen for the better part of the past month or more. What are the things as a defenseman that you feel you really bring to the game?
I think my skating is pretty good. I think I can move the puck well. I think I'm at my best when I'm hard to play against, when I defend well, get the puck, move it up to the forwards, and then join the play. If my defending's good, usually the rest will kind of fall in place offensively. So as long as I'm solid defensively, I think I'm playing my best hockey.
On this past road trip, which was a long one, you guys faced the Stockton Heat. The franchise faced the Stockton Heat for the first time ever. Stockton had been leading the division going into that series, but you guys came out of it swapping with them and taking the lead. With them coming to visit for a three-game series now, what are you expecting from them, and how do you best expect your team to come out with another set of wins from this series?
Yeah, it's going to be another good series. It was a hard-fought battle, all four games in Calgary. They got a good team. They're fast. They're hard to play against. But I think if we stick to our system, we play our game, we do what we can do. I think we're going to come out on top again, and it's just a matter of sticking to what we do best.
Excellent. Thanks very much, and congratulations on the contract.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Prochaine question, on va y aller avec Simon Olivier Lorange. Simon, c'est à toi.
Good morning, Corey. Congrats for the contract.
Thank
I'm just curious here, why do you, how did the discussions go with the Canadians, and why is it for next season and not this season? Did it come in the discussions?
you. It's just how they went. It's how things unfolded. Can't get into too many details, but it's just a matter of finishing out the season, and then starting the next season, hitting the ground running.
Am I right, or is it your first NHL contract?
It is.
How do you feel to achieve this at 25, and what does it say about the path you had so far?
It's obviously later than some guys. It's not the typical path, but it's just something you gotta stick with, keep working, and I knew if I kept developing, kept learning as much as I could, then I hope that eventually it would come. And I've been blessed to have good coaching, good leadership along the way, to help me get here.
Thank you.
Merci, Simon. Okay, so next question we'll go with Jared Book. Jared, you're up.
Hi, Corey. One thing you hear a lot when you talk to players who are on AHL contracts and with the Rocket over the last few years is that you're going to get an opportunity to show what you can do under Joel. Is that something that you feel that you took advantage of? Obviously coming into camp, there's a lot of bodies, and you got a chance to show what you can do, got a spot in the lineup starting with the first game. And do you feel like that really helped you, have this chance to showcase yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I owe a lot of this to him. He put his faith in me. He trusted me to go out and play. And he's a great coach. And like I've said before, he gets the most out of players. He wants us to play hard. He wants us to play physical, but he wants us to have fun and make plays. He does a great job with balancing all the bodies on the roster. But yeah, from the start, it was just whenever I do get in, just make the most of it and kind of just been running with it.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jared. Prochaine question, on va y aller avec Daphne Malbeuf. Daphne, c'est à toi.
Hi, Corey. Congrats on the contract. We were just talking yesterday, and you know, you talked about how warm welcome the guys were to you when you were the, you know, the new guy coming in this season. And you guys built a great chemistry in and off the ice this season. Did it had, you know, some kind of playing part in your reflection consideration when the new contract came in?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, you know, the team is close. I think we gel well together on and off the ice. And I think that's a big part of it. We got a good group in here, great group of players, great coaching staff, management, everything like that from top to bottom is great. So I was really excited to get this going for next year.
We also talked about your goals for the rest of this season. Does anything change with the new contract, or you just keep the focus on what you told me yesterday?
No, just got to keep the focus. You know, keep learning, keep adapting, keep growing, developing. And, you know, hopefully I can get better every day. And that doesn't change now.
What is the role that you want to play now that you know that you're there for another season, or maybe with the Canadians? What is the role that you want to play in this defensive group?
You know, again, that doesn't really change much either. Just try and be the best I can, lead by example on the ice, off the ice. You know, take some of these younger kids, these, and, you know, show them pro hockey, show them how long of a season it is, how tough of a season it is, but mostly just, you know, go out, play the best I can every night, continue to grow, and I think the rest will take care of itself.
Thanks a lot, Corey, and congrats again.
Thank you.
Merci, Daphne. Prochaine question, on va y aller avec Patrick Friolet. Pat, c'est à toi.
Hi, Corey. Congrats to you again. Just wondering, you said that you evolved as a player, but what led to this contract for you today? If you compare to the other seasons, what do you feel you've improved on and off the ice? Maybe you talked about the coaching, but if we go further than that, in your performance on the ice, what do you feel you improved the most?
I think I've been a little harder to play against. Joel challenged me early on to, you know, be miserable to play against defensively, have a good stick, be very physical, be really engaged defensively. And I think I've gotten better at that. There's still room for improvement, still room to grow in that area. But I think the better I get with that, the better I can play in whole.
I was wondering also, Joel was talking about his relationship with Dan as a coach. They've been a bit overwhelmed with all the job they had to do, and they had the opportunity to count on a lot of veterans to help them. What can you share about this experience, knowing that some veterans are helping along with the coaches and to integrate all the young players in the roster?
Yeah, they've done a tremendous job with, like I said, all the bodies, being, you know, shorthanded, but it's a whole group effort. I think, like you said, it's, you know, leadership stepping in, all the guys realizing, you know, just go out and play. But at the same time, they've stepped up themselves. They haven't skipped a beat. And I think they're doing really well.
Thank you, Corey.
All right, merci Patrick. Donc, one last question for you, Corey. We'll go with Sean Campbell. Sean, you're up.
Hey, Corey, I'm just curious, in the uncertainty of the pandemic and everything and getting a contract, what's that feel like when there's so much unknown at the AHL level and the pro hockey, even NHL level with the pandemic, but you're able to sign a contract?
Yeah, I've said this before. It's been a weird year for everyone, the whole world, honestly, but you know, it feels good, you know, to have this and to have faith shown in me, trust shown in me. But like I said, it's doesn't take anything away from this year. This year, there's still goals for myself and this team. And I'm just going to go out every night. You know, it's the world's kind of slowly getting back together here, but you know, we're blessed to even be playing the game. We're extremely grateful for that, for this opportunity. I'm just going to go out and, you know, take advantage of that every day, and, you know, continue to get better, this season. And, you know, hopefully we can, keep this stretch going.
And as an undrafted player trying to establish yourself as a professional, how hard is that, you know, over the last couple of years for you? And does this really justify that getting a contract like this?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of just, you know, it's something you think about, sure. But at the end of the day, it's just, you got to go out and prove it to yourself. You got to go out and prove it to other people. If you go out and don't worry about all that stuff and just be the best you can be, then I think the rest will take care of itself. You can't think too much about that. You can't worry about all the stuff you can't control. You know, I've developed as a player, maybe at a later age than other guys, but at the end of the day, I'm doing what I can do, and that's all I can do. So it's my path, and here I am.
And just lastly, on the game tonight, I know you already faced Stockton four times, but do you still get up facing your old team?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, there's guys I played with last year that are there, everything like that. So I know the guys pretty well, but at the end of the day, obviously it's business as usual, and we got to go out and get the 2 points.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sean. So thank you, Corey. That's it for you today. We'll be back with head coach Joel Bouchard in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a nice day.